ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायिने कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां चरणं। मैं कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस सीट ऑफ मई परमाराध्य ओं विष्णुपाद सुतर श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सोवर स्वामी महाराज। एंड सेम कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस सीट ऑफ मई शिक्षा गुरु ओं विष्णुपाद सुतर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। After that, what I have told before, in perhaps Los Angeles or here, I don't remember, that Brahma, Shankar, all demigods, came to Dwarka in the palace of Krishna, and they told, "We have requested and prayed you to come to this world to take the bhubhar, burden of this prithvi. So it is finished now. We have killed Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Trinavarta, so many in Vrindavan, so many in Mathura, Kansa, Charun, Mustik, his brothers, and Jarasandha, 17 times with Akshauhini Sena, unlimited army. And then also in Mahabharata Yuddha, you have killed yourself or by your
arms,
Bhuja army, arm. Oh, Bhim and Arjun, you have killed all the demons who were first Devasur, Sangram, Asur. Now they have come in the form of Kshatriya. So you have killed." Krishna told, "I know. You have reminded me. I have done everything. But if I will go now, then Jadubansi will create so many troubles. So before me, I should finish them." So he inspired Durvasa and other rishi, and they gave cause to Jadubansi dynasty. They will be finished quarreling each other. So Krishna told all Jadubansis, "Some unauspicious things are seen. We should go to Prabhastirtha, very sacred place. We will donate Brahmins and we will satisfy them." All went there. and fire sacrifice was done. But they took marine,
wine.
And then forget everything. Who is brother, who is father, who is mother, who is he? They
killed each other.
Fighting each other, finished. But I had told, this was only magic of Krishna. By this, he sent all his associates, some in heaven, some in Vaikuntha, some in Dwarka, and some in Braja. In this way. Mass marriage only. And then, Baldev Prabhu left his body. In a snake form he came. And then he went to Golok Vrindavan. And after that, Krishna was sitting on the peepal tree, as if nothing has been done. Atma Aram, Atma Kam, everything. And in the meantime, Uddhava came. He told that, I know. Now you want to return back to your Golok Vrindavan. I cannot live without you. So please take me with you. And then Krishna told, something remaining for you. You will have to be in this world. What I am telling to you now, Bhagavad Dharma, how easily a blind man can also follow the process and they can achieve Supreme Lord's prem, I will tell you. And you should tell first to Vidur in the way. And then you should go to Badrikashram. And then tell to Maitreya Rishi. And then he will tell everywhere. And you should be there. Sometimes you can be in Braja. So sometimes in Kusum Sarovar, Uddhava Kunda, as a blade of grass, he is wetting the feet dust of gopis. When Krishna, gopis will go to Abhishar to meet Krishna. So Uddhava is there. So at that time, Uddhava requested, whole world is entangled in Grihastha Dharma. So how they can be liberated and how they can have Krishna prem? Then Krishna began to tell. You should give up worldly life. It is like blind whale, burning fire. Give up at once and be renounced. Give up everything, all attachment in this world. And you can travel in whole world like Narada. Especially, Kaliyuga is Mahan Yuga. Demigods even, all those who are very intelligent, they want to be in Kali Yuga.
In human form.
Guna Grahi, all. Because here in Kali Yuga, Keval Nam Sankirtane na Sat Sattha Abhilabhyate. By Nam Sankirtan, by singing the glory of Krishna, Roop, Naam,
quality
and other things.
First time,
easily
can achieve.
They can achieve everything, more than that. Then in Satta Yuga by Dhyan, Treta Yuga, Yajna, and Dwapar,
Archan,
in Kali Yuga, very easy. If a man only thinks that I should do this bad thing, if I had not done in activities, then no sin.
No reaction.
Understand?
By mind,
if he is doing so many nonsense things, but not by body. In Kali Yuga,
not get reaction.
No reaction.
Not fruitful.
Only bad mind.
If he will do by body and senses, then. So Kali Yuga has so many things.
Obsession.
That is why wise and intelligent person, they want to come in Kali Yuga.
Sattva-yuga and other-yuga,
if you do by mind, also have to get reaction and all sin reaction.
Positive things get a positive reaction in
Kali-yuga? If one has by mind things, so many positive things, favorable things, this will bear fruit,
bhakti.
This will give fruit, but bad things, no. And then? Then, Krishna told, that Jadu was very religious person in my family before. He had so much love and affection from Brahmins and Rishis Muni. One day he saw a naked person traveling, not begging anything from anyone. But still he was so much healthy. So, and he was very, very happy. Jayatma Samprasiddhati. Because he was always remembering Krishna, his pastimes. So Jadu did pranam and then took his feet dust on his head and told, I want to know, you are naked, you have no
possession.
Sangrahanai.
No possession.
Sangraha means?
You have not earning anything.
Not collect anything.
Any collection with you? Nothing. Quite naked. Here and there, going and there. But yet, why you are so happy?
Unhealthy.
And why you are so healthy? I want to know. Then Dattatreya, he was Dattatreya, manifestation of God. He told, O Jadu, there are 24 gurus. They are my all siksha guru. Prithvi, earth, air, akash,
sky,
water, fire, chandra, surya, pigeon, ajagar,
python,
samudra, ocean, patanga,
moth.
Yes. Patanga. Bhara.
Bumblebees.
Or madhumakhi.
Honeybee.
And elephant. Oh. Those who take shahad, madhu from
Honey collector.
Deer, fish, pingala besya, kurar prakshi, any bird, balak, baby, and kumari kanya,
unmarried girl.
And any baan banane wala,
blacksmith,
arrow maker, and serpent, snake, makadi,
spider,
and bhringi kit,
wasp, and captive worm.
We will explain further all these things. Oh, Jadu, Maharaj, I met this 24 Siksha Guru. And I have learned so many things from them. And that is why I am happy. I am not attached to anyone. And thus traveling in whole world. Sometimes, hiding myself, sometimes
openly.
Like now I am
manifest,
visible for you only to give you mercy, and sometimes traveling but not anyone knows. Who is he? He is a mad person like that. And sometimes by mercy to give for
benefit.
That benefit, I
manifest.
Now I am manifesting myself and telling mercifully. Oh, from earth, who will tell? From earth?
From the earth I learn patience. Guruve Gora Chanda Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. So I have 24 Siksha Gurus. Amongst them, first is Earth. Because from the Earth I learned patience. Just like Mother Earth, many good persons, many bad persons walk upon her, pass through on her, pass you on her, always taking from her. But she is so kind, like millions of mothers, she is always tolerating. One is like the moon. The moon appears to manifest different phases. Sometimes it's full moon, sometimes quarter moon, sometimes new moon. But the moon itself is unaffected by the so-called changes that it manifests. In the same way, the Atma is completely unaffected by different manifestations, means different bodies that it may take. One guru is the mountain. Because the mountain, everything the mountain has is for the benefit of others. Another is the tree. Because everything the tree has is also for the benefit of the others. One guru is like, then five gurus. Like fire, earth, water, fire, air, and sky. I learned that one should be, a saintly person is like fire. Because no matter what objects we put in fire, the fire accepts those objects but remains unaffected by them. In the same way, a sadhu may move in this world. There may be so many varieties of good and bad, but the sadhu accepts them, what is necessary for his maintenance, but remains unaffected by them. A sadhu is also like, a saintly person should be like water. Because unlike me, water makes a very pleasing sound. Anyone who contacts water becomes very cool and purified. In the same way, a saintly person is like water, because he makes very nice sound of Harikatha, and anyone who contacts him, they become pure and peaceful. I learned that one should be like the ocean. Is it? Like in the rainy season, many, the rivers are full and they rush towards the ocean, but the ocean does not rise up. In the dry season, there is no water coming from the
ocean,
but ocean remains.
Thank you. Vaishnava should be very tolerant. Like earth. Sometimes we dig earth to obtain anything. Sometimes we pass urine and latrine. Do so many things. But Prithvi Devi, Bhu Devi, oh, very tolerant.
Never protest.
She don't tell.
Never protest.
Why you are doing so? So she is very tolerant. So you should be tolerant like earth. Especially in earth, trees and creepers. Trees. How tolerant? Trinadapi tarorapi sahishnuna. Their bark, their juice, their fruit, their flowers, their wood, everything is for others. So Vaishnava, everything what he has, it should be for all. Tree even does not want water. He will dry. But never, oh, give me water. And if he will cut his branch, even he will tolerate. Then Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, try to learn this. Otherwise, how Vaishnava? And also, Parvat.
Mountain.
We do so many nonsense things. But she tolerates. Their life, their everything, position, is for others. So yours also should be like them. Don't have any position. Nothing. Don't collect. And then, Sasvat Parartha Sarveha. Pran Vayu. Can you tell? Pran Vayu. 38 is low.
Jnanatimirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So the next verse is speaking about the mountain.
No, it has been done.
That has been done. Oh, the wind.
30 years. Swasva parartha sarveha.
Shashvat Pararta Sarveha Parartai Kanta Sambhava Sadhu Shiksheta Bhu Britto Nagashishya Paratma Tham. A saintly person should learn from the mountain to devote all his efforts to the service of others and to make the welfare of others the sole reason for his existence. Similarly, as the disciple of the tree, he should learn to dedicate himself to others.
This is what you spoke
about. No, after that.
After that, yes.
Then prana vrittyaiva santushyan. Prana vrittyaiva santushyan munir naivendriya priyai jnanam yata nanashyeta navakiryeta van manaha. A learned sage should take his satisfaction in the simple maintenance of his existence, and he should not seek satisfaction through gratifying the material senses. In other words, one should care for the material body in such a way that one's higher knowledge is not destroyed, and so that one's speech and mind are not deviated from self-realization. Then it goes on to the next verse. about wind, vayu.
We should learn from pran vayu. That is life vayu.
Life air.
That.
Now in the next shloka it tells.
Only what our belly wants. Only simple and pavitra.
Pure.
We should take. Not much more or less. Only to maintain life. Not for rasana. This is very sweet, this is very tasteful, this is that. No. So, you should take, remember, patyahara prayasasya prajalpo niyamagra. Janasangasya laulancha sarvi bhakti. So for taste, don't take. Only take prasadam to maintain anyhow life. And also, like vayu, this vayu, air, flows everywhere, takes scent of earth, flowers and everything. Bad thing also, stool and other things. But always
detached.
Auspicious. Because there is no attachment to anyone. So we should be like that. We should travel here and there to maintain our life also. Preaching also, but be careful. Never be attached to anyone. Have expend attachment and affection both. So, don't attach. Further they will all explain. So, air does not take any bad quality or good quality. This is of earth. And always auspicious. But so, sadhak, we tolerate bhook, pyaas,
hunger and thirst,
and other things. Bhook, pyaas, and all other things are not of atma. It is a body. And we are not this body.
How
to start the yoga? Like Akash.
Sky
is in blue. But sky is nothing.
No color.
Is it the air? It looks like. No? Also, anywhere, fire, or so much cold, so much rain, coming from the sky, but not from the sky. So we should try to be like a sky. Not attached. Everywhere attachment. Don't attach to this world. So I have made this sky my siksha guru. That we should know that Atma is pure. Krishna Das. And nobody has come, don't have this Atma Buddhi,
false ego.
I am body. From Agni. Tejasvi Tapasa Dipto durdharso odarbhajana sarbhaksho api yuktatma nadatte mal agnivat. Anyone? Oh, you will?
You can read the translation, because then...
You can translate.
Tejasvi tapasa
deepto... Tejasvi...
Tejasvi, yes. Haan. Tejasvi tapasa deepto durdharshodarabhajana sarvabhakshyopi yuktatma nadatte malam agnivat. Saintly persons become powerful by execution of austerities. Their consciousness is unshakable because they do not try to enjoy anything within the material world. Such naturally liberated sages accept foodstuffs that are offered to them by destiny. And if by chance they happen to eat contaminated food, they are not affected. Just like fire, which burns up contaminated substances that are offered to it.
What meaning?
So the lesson is being learned from fire. All these 24 different Siksha gurus, they are manifestations within the material nature. So this pure sage, he was able to learn lessons from all different aspects of nature. Now he's describing fire. Fire, if you feed anything into fire, what happens to it? It becomes completely burnt up in that fire. The fire does not become affected at all by it, and the fire is always pure. So in the same way, a saintly person who wanders within this world, he may eat this kind of foodstuff, very good, very palatable, or he may eat some foodstuffs which are even a few days old. In any condition, whatever he contacts, it does not affect him at all, because he is completely pure, like the fire. He has fully realized his transcendental position as the Atma, that he has no connection with the external material world. And therefore, when he is accepting articles, consuming different articles, different foodstuffs, he is not affected by that. He is completely transcendental, just as the fire is always pure.
Mm. Like fire. Fire burns stool, urine, auspicious thing, unauspicious thing, but not taking anything. Nothing. So Vaishnava should only to maintain life. He will have some thing, but he should not be entangled. As what is fire? Have you seen fire? No.
We have seen his flame.
What is burning? If some wood, bakra,
crooked,
is burning, you will see that fire is
like crooked.
There's a shape.
If it is
flat,
you will see the fire is flat.
And if wood is
in forest, you will see all big fire. But this is not fire. Fire is everywhere. In our heart also, that we digest. It prefers fire. So, sometimes it is visible, sometimes not visible. But these are flames, not fire. Fire is a power. Material power of Krishna. So we should be like that. Maintaining our life anyhow, we should not be attached to anything in this world. And then,
Samayaya Shushtaya
from Chandra. Can you? Chandra. Visargadya.
Visargadya. Shmashananta. Bhava dehasya natvana. Kalanam iva chandrasya. Kalena vyakta vartvana. The various phases of one's material life, beginning with birth and culminating in death, are all properties of the body, and they do not affect the soul, just as the apparent waxing and waning of the moon does not affect the moon itself. Such changes are enforced by the imperceptible movements of time.
Can you explain?
So, the moon in its waxing and its waning is not affected itself, just like the soul is not affected by the changing body. The body will change from youth to boyhood to old age, but the Atma will not change at all. And similarly, the moon, when it goes through its 16 phases, that the moon is the same, but it appears to be different, but actually the moon is one. So, similarly,
the soul
remains the same, although the body is
changed. What changes comes? It is due to body.
Body, only body.
Oh. So Chandra is one, always in full, but due to rotation of sun, earth and moon, we see that today is Pratipada, first moon, second moon, third moon, like this. But if you will go very high, you will see that moon is always
same size.
Full moon. It is due to rotation of all these things. So soul is one not affected by all these things. What we see, some reduce or some gradually develop in moon, it is due to rotation. So Atma is always full. All bhuk, pyaas,
hunger,
thirst, and all these things are of body. Atma is not affected at all. So you should be like that. You are not body. You are soul, part and parcel. Always happy. Nitya das of Krishna. So, you should be unaffected like. And then, Manjari. You should come and sing one kirtan. For all, I'm okay. Jai Radha Madhav Jai Kunj Ki Jai.
Little song and presentation for books. drama, they will sing a little song. And tomorrow, Anukut Festival, you can say some little things.
Thank you.
Then my Shiksha Guru is son. He takes all water from this world, even from ocean. And then he gives as a barsha, like rainfall. No collection, nothing. So, if you have any collection, donate it. Donate it. Don't keep. Otherwise, like fire. To donate to whom? Not to Vishai. For the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. You should utilize it. And then, pigeon. I have learned something from pigeon. What? You? You don't know? You?
Microphone, please.
Try to understand, and if you will understand and keep in your heart, you will never be unhappy. I see so many are unhappy because they don't take my teachings. Otherwise, they will be happy. We call sufferings ourselves. Don't call.
So, Dattatreya Rishi, among all his Siksha Gurus, one of them is a pigeon. Once, a pigeon lived in a forest with his mate, and they were very much attached to each other. They had built a very beautiful nest. And it is said that the she pigeon, she was very coquettishly cajoling her husband whenever she wanted something from him. And because her husband didn't control his senses, naturally he would do everything she said. It is said that someone who has not controlled his senses naturally would be attached to the opposite sex. Srila Gaugam Maharaj used to say, everyone in this world wants to enjoy the chakrapala, the round-shaped fruit. I like your face, I like your breast, I like your buttocks. He would say like that. Everyone who has not controlled his senses is there. So those two lovey-dovey birds, they were very much attached to each other. And actually, in the course of time, then she experienced her first pregnancy and she laid so many eggs in the nest. And then, by the grace of the Lord, then those nests turned into very beautiful little baby pigeons with their chirping very awkwardly. And the parents, naturally, like all parents, they fell completely in love with those little birds. And they forgot everything, and they were flying around going, you know, to find all kind of food to bring to the birds. Now, one hunter, he had noticed that, oh, there are so many bird droppings under that tree, so there must be a nest there. So he came and he found, oh, those little pigeons are there. So he spread his net, and he caught all the pigeons. When the both parents came, when the mother saw a pigeon, baby pigeon there, she was so attached, she could not tolerate it. And very foolishly, she tried to help them, and she also got caught. Now, the male pigeon, he was completely mesmerized, you know, by the beauty of his wife and attachment to his children. So he started to lament, oh, by the will of Providence, this has happened. I could not satisfy myself, he said, I could not satisfy myself. Meaning that no matter how much enjoyment one gets in this world, in the household or the ashram, there is no satiation, there's no satisfaction, no matter what. And this pigeon, he was a Pakagri Hamedi, and therefore, he had enjoyed his senses like anything, still he was not satisfied. Still he was not satisfied. And he was saying, oh, those beautiful children, they are like saintly persons. He was completely bewildered. Then, by they are now in the grip of death, and he was lamenting, what did I do? I did not perform Paris activities. He was completely in a dream. And this is the fate of everyone in this world who is attached to the opposite sex. Deha patrakara tradishu atma sanishu apana asasapi. Tesham pramatunidam pashana pina pashati. Those who are so attached to the body, an extension of the body, wife, children, house, everything. Then, although they see, they do not see. Although they see the life is passing every day, still they do not realize that everything here will have an end. So it is said, Magaladatmaja Vita Bandishu, Sanguyadisha Bhagavat Pradishuna. If we have, there shouldn't be any attachment to wife, children, money, bank account. If there should be any attachment, it should be to the Lord who is so dear to the devotees.
Very good. Very good. So, pigeon was, he pigeon, male pigeon, so much attached to lady pigeon and to their children. So one day, she and he pigeon went to forest to collect some grain or some food. And the in-time hunter came. And what did? He saw that there are some baby pigeons. And he took them all. And he kept in his
net.
When they returned from forest, oh, my children. So sea pigeon at once went there. And she was in the net of that behavior. And after that, he pigeon, he lost his everything. Oh, my dear, this wife to whom she was very helping to me, favorable. She always obeyed me. Always. So, without him, her, how can I pass my life? And so, then came. And hunter also took them. And what became? He took them all. And he went to his house, returned very happy, and cooked them. And so, you should learn something from this, all this. That is why I called and I am telling this 11th canto, though very hard, but so much learning is there. We should learn and teach. And also teach it to others also. Very powerful this. Who is telling? Krishna himself telling. This is story of Dattatreya and Jadu. So you should think about this and be like this. For your maintenance, you should take something. Don't keep it with you extra. Don't attach it with anyone. Then, now, any drama play? Oh, then.
Hare Krishna. Today Srila Gurudev has given some initiation. Now Srila Gurudev announced her spiritual name.